brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dessert, taking a few of your calls. I got to about 45, 50 articles a day. I did okay. Should have got to all 100 and something, but got a special show tomorrow. I'll just leave it at that for you. A lot of special reports are going to be aired here. A lot of live reports tomorrow. Look, it's the inability to wake up to classical tyranny with a high-tech icing that is hurting us. I mean, things have already gotten cuckoo-level dangerous. It'd be like being in a ship that's listing over to one side about to capsize and people are still eating caviar and champagne going, everything's great. Shut up, conspiracy theorists. And, you know, we can still fix the ship. But this always happens in decadent societies. People don't grow up under real adversity, so as they go into a scientific adversity, they don't know how to resist it, and then they lie to themselves and acclimate themselves to any new level of abuse. And it's called being a biological robot. I mean, a conscious, alive person can navigate and choose their destiny within their own mind, that they can choose who you want to be, who you want to stand for. That you can do. And I just ask God, I'm going to take a few final calls here, to energize me because I've really been exhausting myself and I need the energy and I need the focus and I need the discernment to navigate this. Heavenly Father, and I want everybody to pray, I need this help. And I know, and I pray for our listeners as well. Please, please give me the energy. You know I care about the people and I just want to defeat the tyranny. I want to be your vessel. I'm weak. Please help me. Please energize me. Please, if that's your will, help me. Help me get the word out. Help me, God. That's all I can say. Donna in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, welcome.
Hi, I'm newly awake, so I just started learning about all this chaos that's going on. Anyway, I was watching The Daily Show last night because they had Ray Kelly on. He's the New York City Police Commissioner talking about guns. He's changing the script up. He's now saying that he's not worried about the big guns. The big guns aren't the problem.
He's worried about handguns.
Yeah.
They always demonize one. Then I said they'd move to handguns. Obama, during the second debate, gave out the script. I said it'll first be rifles, semi-auto, then it'll be handguns. It's all script. They've done it everywhere. It's an exact script.
Yeah. I can't believe it. I'm still in shock because I'm newly awake. It hurts me.
Well, it should hurt you. That means you've got your head screwed on straight. You learn about this stuff, it does hurt. But that hurting's good. That's your guts waking up.
Yeah, it's not good to know you've been lied to. And
First it's going to hit you in the belly. Then it's going to hit you in the heart. First your belly for a while. It might take a month, might take a year. You're going to feel it down here, and it's scary. Then your heart's going to get warm and fiery feeling. And then after that happens, it transfers right up here to the cerebral cortex. Because your gut, your heart, your head, I just how it's worked with me and so many others. And then once you get that fire in the mind of man that Thomas Jefferson talked about, look out. Believe me, you want that to come as quickly as possible. That your combat reflexes are turning on. You're firing up. They're flipping the switches. Humans are incredible creatures. The switches are getting flipped on right now. So it's gonna get a lot better. All right, don't worry. You're designed to fight evil.
Yeah, a little inspiration to you. You sounded a little down. I asked for God for guidance and to show me the right way, and Fran pointed me in the direction of your show. So I think God's using you. He's using you as a tool.
Well, as out of control as I am that imperfect tool, and so are you to ram up against the enemy. And that is my job. I know that I'm doing God's will. I feel so honored and so pathetic, like dirty rags. I see all the mistakes and everything. I just say, God, help me do it better. But God's like, you are doing what I want. Now attack them. Throw everything against them. Now. 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 Forward. More. 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 Burning in my bones. We'll be right back. God bless you all.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields. Guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The sixth day of February 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. Paul Watson joins us with an incredibly important special report at the bottom of the hour. Major scientific institutions have come out and they've cross-referenced each other's research, and it appears that light waves and other matter is in some type of ordered format that appears to be coded, and appears to be a simulation. That's why so many top scientists who were atheists got into the 96% of the DNA, and we've done reports on this, that they thought was junk and found all the coding in there and got religion very, very quickly. Life did not come out of nothingness. And then the atheists say, well, it must have been seeded here from deep space. Well, where did that life come from? And then where did that life come from? What is the universe? It is the thought of the Creator. It is the God thinks, and it is created. It is a simulation of the mind of God, but we are creations with free will made in the image of God. And imagine, we are genetic expressions, but endowed with a spirit by God, who are able to then decipher the coding. We've now gotten to that point where the scientists are saying there is no God, and they're deciphering the coding and going, this whole thing's a simulation. This is designed. This is coded. What is this? And I already knew that because I've read the Bible. I don't subscribe to what the Aztecs and the Mayan Mesoamerican culture said. You know, they thought you had to sacrifice kids every day or the gods would wake up and the dream would stop. But they said the universe creation is the God's dream. And so did every other culture. Had basically the same view, but different permutations of it. And it's so powerful. Now, a lot of mainline Christian denominations and others get shaken by this because it doesn't fit into the little staid preacher on the government payroll up there giving them a limited view of the universe and distorting what's in the Bible and distorting what's in other ancient texts. But we know what's going on. Paul Watson is joining us just from a scientific perspective, and we'll show those articles. It's Is the Universe a Computer Simulation? That's his video special report right now up at Infowars.com. He'll be joining us live. And then under his special video report, he goes over all the big scientific reports showing this. And this is not the first. And it's in Wired. It's in The New Scientist. It's in Technology Review. It is all right there. Plato's Allegory of the Cave. What we are perceiving, got to get David Icahn about this, what we are perceiving is only a limited spectrum visual decoding and encoding of one spectrum of visible light, which is one, depending on the equation you look at, basically incalculable Googleplex of matter, and then matter itself is only one three-dimensional system, and our thought goes into the fourth and fifth dimension. And this is what Einstein knew. It's what all the mathematicians find. In fact, there are very few top mathematicians, you know, guys with 170, 180 IQs, who don't grow up atheists from scientific families. And then Einstein said, oh, I believe in God. God doesn't, the universe isn't random. Now, there's order to this. God doesn't play dice in creation. Let me tell you something. This is designed, and it's got level after level after level after level after level to it. Now, I'm going to run through news here. I've got to do it. I've got to blitz through news. And then Paul Watson's joining us, then Jennifer Stahl. She's the mother there with her child, not wanting a smart meter put on her property without a warrant or court order. She's was in court trying to block it. That's why they came after her. So she has her legal, lawful process, and they come after her. And they arrested her neighbor that videotaped it. It turns out, but one other woman, and said it's wiretapping to put us on YouTube when the police are in public and there's no perception of privacy. And every court ruling, federal, state, common law, common sense, says that that's how they've got cameras watching us in public. And now the cops have a microphone on or a camera on their glasses. I mean, it's just crazy. It's absolutely crazy that I've been all over the country at demonstrations and things I'm covering, and the police walk over with the camera mounted to their helmet or to their glasses, and they're videotaping and audiotaping. I don't go, oh, call the police. You're going to jail. Here, let's put handcuffs on you. They know, and it's been thrown out of court thousands of times. There's more than 14 states every week arresting people that I see about in the news, so it must be much more. Just arresting people for filming them in public. I mean, I've seen them arrest restaurants that have cameras and their own audio. When the police come in and do something they don't want seen, they come arrest the restaurant owner. It's your property, your cameras, your microphones for your protection, and they come and get you. I mean, I've got a report here now where they're now arresting kids for drawing guns and arresting kids for having a toy squirt gun. And the police are charging them with brandishing a weapon. Now, the code in the state and the federal level says a weapon that can, you know, has to hurt you. And it describes what the weapons are. Projectile weapons. What are those? Firearms. The different types of firearms. Bows and arrows. Bolt guns. Gas guns. Not in there. But you see, the family won't know. Their lawyer will know and bring them in and get them a plea bargain. Get probably $10,000. The 10-year-old's gone to jail. didn't even threaten people. Said, hey, look at my little water gun. Your life's over, bro. You're going to be in juvenile hall. You're going to learn how to deal drugs. You're going to learn how to run stuff for the big banks. You're going to learn how to act tough but not be tough. And this is the system. This is the Soviet-style mind control just pouring in. So she's going to be joining us. The others, lawyers, have told them don't come on, so they're all scared. So that I guess they can be marched up where it's been thrown out of court over and over again. They should be filing civil rights violation lawsuits. They're on the sidewalk videotaping police climb over their fence with the utility people to put the smart meter on, and they are even polite to the police. And the police come back 2 days later when it's on YouTube and arrest them all. And you see them, attractive, nice, neighborhood, attractive, nice lady with her child, sitting on her hip. This is what police do in Illinois. They come and arrest the state attorney general. Last year wrote a paper and tried to support one town, trying to put a guy in jail for life for taping the police in public. We had the guy on. It was in the news. And the news was like, maybe he does need life for taping them. Mainstream news was like, yeah, let's have you disappear for life for that. And let's tie that in right now to this stack of news. Document Cam, please. We have folks watching at InfoWarsNews.com. If you're not a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber, you should go there. 59 cents a day. You get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month. No, excuse me, that's 59 cents per person per month, not a day. My goodness. Polish dismay over CIA torture memos. It turns out all these dozens of countries were secretly involved in the torture and secret black sites or ghost sites where they torture innocent people or torture people into false confessions or torture people into going and staging terror attacks. It's been proven, and I said this first 8 years ago from my sources, now it's mainline news, that these bases are actually torture training bases where they train others how to torture, but they're really mind control bases with CIA psychiatrists at them, and that they're factories that produce the jihad leaders and the new suicide bombers. These are Manchurian candidate factories, and almost every new suicide bomber or al-Qaeda leader is a graduate. That's even the media even calls them graduates now of Gitmo, but that's just one of the big, that's like the Harvard of it, where they have the big main prison and then the CIA torture base within it. And then they have that same model at underground facilities and abandoned horse stables in Romania and Poland, and they're doing stuff that is Hellraiser level. Well, it's admitted what they do, and it's in the Army's report out of Abu Ghraib. Children. I'm just going to say that word. Children. Children. See, they just don't want to go to the Dominican Republic to rape children. They like to do something else to them. All right, let's continue here. That's who runs things. They see you as an animal to be used. This is a psycho guild selling you on torture to fight al-Qaeda, the foreign alien government that's taken over runs. But America's starting to freak out, though. People get it. Why are you buying billions of bullets? Why the checkpoints? Why the army on the streets? Why are you torturing? The drones, they're for me? I thought it was for al-Qaeda. They're like, we run al-Qaeda, you fool. Now the power is ours. Soon we will stage events and blame you. The purge will begin. Well, I say go to Hades where you came from. We're awake. Now, let's move on here. That's the Financial Times of London. Here's NBC News. NBC News. Judge, jury, and executioner. Legal experts fear implication of White House drone memo. This was already the policy. This has been debated in Congress. But now they're saying we'll kill you even if you're not a terrorist if we claim you know a group affiliated with a group. And then all they got to do is send you an email from one of their operatives, one of their master controllers like Anwar al-Awlaki, who they didn't really kill. That was their rollout, their example. We killed this known number two in al-Qaeda who secretly dines at the Pentagon and gets black op command orders. And now General Boykin's going public saying the government's arming al-Qaeda in the Middle East. Yeah, and it's been going on a long time, Boykin. Judge, jury, and executioner, legal experts fear implications of White House drone memo. People are like, wait, it just says no judge, no jury, not even that I'm a terrorist, not that I... They could just say you're a terrorist and kill you. Why not just say, you don't have to be a terrorist, we'll kill you? Because it's already not proof you're a terrorist to say you're a terrorist. I could say you're Jack of the Beanstalk, doesn't mean it is. That's why there's due process. But when we come back, I'm going to get into all of this and more. The News Blitz, Paul Watson, it's all coming up. The Nature of Reality. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Truth.
What do you mean I don't pay my bills?
you think I'm broke? If there's a new way.
There's a new way.
And I'm going to stop right there.
Well, I'll be the first in line.
Monday through Friday, we are here, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Let me just race through news here. So this is just the kind of stuff we have here. Let's go over a few of the headlines and not stop and delve too deep. I'll do it later in the broadcast. Polish dismay over CIA torture papers. Judge Obama said that stopped. Turns out it's radically expanded, but he's liberal, so it's okay. Judge, if you talk bad about Michelle Obama, they say she's gaining weight. That's racist, too. I mean, if you're against torture, it's racist. Judge, jury, and executioner, legal experts fear implications of White House drone memo. Exclusive Justice Department memo reveals legal case for drone strikes on Americans, saying that they're above the law and can kill whoever they want with no proof anytime they want. And they say, in fact, we don't need the proof. Homeland only fully approves 10% of Freedom of Information Act requests. Yeah, now that Homeland Security's taken over 37 agencies, they just refuse, 9 out of 10 requests, which is violation of federal law, but they don't care. They're going to spy on you on stuff that's totally protected and legal, but they're going to break the law and spy on you, but then you're not going to get the legal stuff on them. How's that sound? How's an army checkpoint for you, scum? You live in Fallujah now. Congress considers putting limits on drone strikes. Yeah, this is their trick. Okay, people are up in arms about us insider trading. We'll just pass a law saying we can, which the media will say bans it. But really, we just have to get a waiver from ourselves. So, I mean, I got a get-out-of-jail-free card from myself, so it's okay. I wonder if you could try that. You know, like, go rob a bank. You walk out with big bags of money. The cops pull up. Get down on the ground. You go, oh, no, I have a note here for myself that says I can rob it. Oh, well, oh, by all means, sir, let me help you to your car. Can I help carry that? But see, it's Congress. They have red carpets and helicopters and jets paid for by us. I mean, is the media's asking, is it okay that the senator reportedly was with underage prostitutes? Well, I mean, he's a senator. I mean, he's not a lowly scum taxpayer. Congress considers putting limits on drone strikes. Oh, surely. Carney says drone strikes legal, ethical, and wise. Yes, to violate the Geneva Convention, international law, bomb countries that say don't have your drones here killing people, blow up a whole wedding to kill one guy they claim's bad while the government runs Al-Qaeda publicly. I was out there during the break, and it was CNN about mother joined the valiant rebels to fight Assad in Syria after her children were killed. She's a sniper. And CNN's been caught with them going to the feed early, going, now we do the fake shooting, CNN? They're like, yes, do the fake shooting. All right, fire guns now. I am here in battle-torn area. They're killing people 500 yards away. Pow, 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 pow. I mean, this is transmitting CNN's like, oh, wait, no, don't you? When you're around CNN, folks, it is the globalist. It's above CIA. It's the foreign banks. I mean, they're there to lie to you. They are enemy soldiers. You're being infiltrated. You're not talking to dumb liberals that mean well and, oh, here's Anderson Cooper's boyfriend kissing a guy in the park. All that PR stunt to give him attention. It's like a fake Anderson Cooper sex tape. That's all that is. All, I mean, perfectly focused photos of him kissing his boyfriend or the boyfriend cheating on him in the park. It's the equivalent of these Hollywood stars with their fake sex tapes. I mean, wake up. I mean, these are operatives. I'm so glad I told Piers Morgan, you're the ones pushing suicide pills. It says on the insert to people causing this stuff. You're the one behind it. Shut up. Stop blaming me for killing those kids. That's what they tried to do. Now the whole thing's backfired on them big time, hadn't it? Let's go through the more police state articles here. Oh, but it's okay. I mean, they set the legal precedent killing Anwar al-Awlaki, admitted CIA, born in America, trained by the Pentagon, black ops special forces. I mean, give me a break. Stop being so naive, people. Okay? Stop being so naive. City in Virginia becomes first to pass anti-drone legislation. The feds just say they'll ignore it. Why even have counties? Why have states? Why have cities? Just we have all-powerful federal government run by foreign banks. That's all we need. Here's another one. 9 states want to restrict use of drones over concerns about spying. This is good because at least they're acting like they're doing something. That's ABC. That's CBS AP. The problem is they'll just say, well, there's a slight restriction on it. Now, I've gone over that. I haven't even gotten into one child policy enforcer runs over baby after parents refuse to pay fines. This is how they do it now. The government holds you down while they put your kid in your front.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
More top scientists and research firms and universities have done huge computer breakdowns on cosmic rays, light rays, you name it, and are finding the same signature of encoding, or that it is a simulation. The DNA has it in there. They found out it's not 96% junk. It is an incredible crystalline antenna system with DNA sequences of all sorts of other life forms in it, and that's why so many people that are atheist and what does atheist mean? It just means you're closed-minded. And you're sick of, you know, seeing fake preachers up there with limited spectrums or fake religions trying to interpret the true spirituality of the universe, which just means we are aware of things being much larger and that we don't have all the answers. And then some Bible-thumping Christians will say, what, you're not subscribing to some Southern Baptist interpretation? I'm a radio talk show host who happens to have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. But the issue here is, if you didn't beat people over the head, they would become spiritual, which is the first step in awakening. One of the quickest ways to awaken. You can wake people up politically, and then they tend to wake up spiritually. And that's really my goal. I didn't do that on purpose, but now I'm a little bit more wise than I used to be and understand why God has used me as a tool. But all of us have free will. And so we're going to be talking to Paul Watson about these amazing reports here in just a moment. He has a boil down up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where he's got links to MIT and the scientific journals. Is the universe a computer simulation? Cosmic rays offer clue. Our universe could be a computer simulation and more. We're going to be looking at all that. First off here, I already plugged two of these yesterday, but these are the new affiliates we've got in the last week and a half. WHSY 950 AM, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. WSDR 1240 AM, Sterling, Illinois. Again, that's WSDR 1240 AM, Sterling, Illinois. KIDO 580 AM, Boise, Idaho. WYPV 106.3 FM, Onaway, Michigan. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. KIXZ 940 AM, Amarillo, Texas. WTNY 790 AM, Watertown, New York. WSGP 1490 AM, Salisbury, North Carolina. And again, they're adding all those up at GCNLive.com, the affiliates list. But I've gone and looked at, and it didn't even have our local FM 99.7, a lot of other stuff on there, but we're compiling it. And again, Genesis has always been a mom and pop operation. Now it's arguably the third or fourth largest syndicator in the country. I talked to Ted last week and got the actual numbers. Guess how many affiliates Genesis has? 1,300 radio stations. 1,300 different ones. 1,300. That is big. Big. And what a launch pad for us. I mean, we've been here since Genesis started. We've grown together. And now the show is getting 2-3 new affiliates a week, and just, I am so thankful. Because if I'm going to get killed doing this, knock on wood, might as well go 110%, huh? Oh, man, I love the nature of reality. I love being awake. I love being real. I love stepping across that line. I love it. I love it. I love consciousness. I just thank God for consciousness. I just thank God for just being part of this magnificent creation that you have created. I can just feel the universe absolutely flowing right through me. The living waters. Oh, it's awesome! How could anybody be bored? How could anybody not be just absolutely bouncing off the walls with how incredible this is? And the animating contest of liberty, my test, your test, on the game grid right now against evil. What are you going to do? Ah! I'm not worried about he who can kill the body, but he who kills the soul. The soul is as real as the sun in the sky and as light that you can't see except when it hits your cheek. But when there's dust in the air, for a moment you see the magic of the light. Your eye couldn't pick it up, but you could see it in the dust in the air, or when it hit the waves in the water, or went through the water in the air and made that rainbow. All right, I'm sorry. I started thinking about the universe, and that just happens. Briefly, before I compose myself and go to Paul Joseph Watson, joining us from Albion, the UK, before we do that, I wanted to just remind you, we are listener-supported. We are not funded by the New World Order or globalist or mega corporations. We're funded by listeners and viewers like you. You can get 11 memberships for $5.95 a month at InfoWarsNews.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Same URL gets you there. My book, Paul Watson's book, all my films, special reports going back 17 years, 10 years of the site operating in April, but 17 years of material, and it just gets better and better with our crew. And I want to thank all of you that have supported it over the years, has worked the bugs out of it from the grassroots. And for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. We are the response. You are the response to the tyranny. And you can see the exclusive behind-the-scenes Piers Morgan that's not even on YouTube yet up there in last night's show. The in-depth interviews are also going up tonight on the live show. We're doing a live 7 o'clock every night with Al Seed, the owner of the Tactical Firearms. Pretty amazing on-the-street interviews. That's all going up tonight. Just the crew here is doing a fabulous job. It's so good to know these souls. And I hope you'll go get PrisonPlanet.tv memberships. I mean, there's no excuse. We've got this at cost. And if everybody out there that has a membership, now 11 people can be tuned in simultaneously to get the video feed of the daytime radio show, the nighttime news show, all the films. You can simultaneously have 11 people logged on with the same username passcode. So create a unique username passcode, or if you already have one, there's a way to change it on the site, or you can call customer service, and they'll help you. And you change your username passcode if it's something that you already use for something else. Create a unique one and give it in e-cards or on a card to friends and family. Probably give it to about 20 people, and there won't be more than, you know, 11 tuning in at 7 o'clock. Most people won't tune in, so maybe give it to 30 people. And then if it gets maxed out, go get another membership. You know, the point is, this is how we're going to defeat the globalist, and we need to explode this. You can also get 5.3 months off the year cost, and you pay for 6.7 months, and you get you pay for 6.7 months, and you get 5.3 months free with that New Year special that's going to end very, very soon. I just haven't been plugging it, so I'm running it into the middle of February. We do that once a year, in December into January. So that's up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Support the alternative media. It takes about a minute to sign up. Go there, sign up, PayPal, credit card, whatever. We've also got systems where you can write to us. And then send a check, and then we'll send you the codes. I mean, it's just all there. Or call 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. The ProPure Water Filtration Systems, 10% off, promo code WATER, InfoWarsStore.com. The Obama Tyrant shirts with the Come and Take It Second Amendment back, and the Obama Joker Tyrant fronts, brought that shirt back with a new design, InfoWarsStore.com. The new brainwashing T-shirt. We have women's clothing in now. You want a clothing line cut for women? It's all available. These shirts cost us more, but they're at the regular price, $19.95. We've got it in pink, the Come and Take It for women, with the AK-47 with the Second Amendment inside of it. Unbelievable. InfoWarsStore.com, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. All right. This is a big issue, and it's not just this report. I don't just trust one scientific report and then say, oh, it must be true, it must be real. I have read the writings of top mathematicians, people like Einstein. You've seen the reports. I'm going to do one coming up next week showing all the bioengineers, genetic engineers, mathematicians who were atheists or agnostics. But now with the incredible super electron microscopes and the cyclotrons and the super crunching computers, they are seeing the coding in everything and how fantastic it is, and are just saying this was made, this was designed. Okay, and that's a good starting point for people. I've noticed atheists, and I'm not attacking atheists out there, but most of them are like, I've had atheists before. I've run into the folks at the local atheist TV show when I've been on the TV station, and they're like, oh, you believe there's a new world order in black helicopters. And at the TV station, it was actually hanging on the bulletin board when that happened, an article about a military drill. And I said, it's funny you said that. They were probably saying because they were jealous because I was in the newspaper. I go, look, they admit drills right here. I was right. And they went, oh, yeah, sure. This is a religion to you. So, see, people that question, we're a conspiracy theorist. We question known liars, certified liars. That's weird. We say, look at the fantasticness of the universe. I resonate. I have insight. I know when somebody's looking at me, you know, from behind. I have, you know, precognitive powers. We all do, to some extent or another. I mean, I know there's something going on here, and the science just keeps proving it with the cells in plants and in animals and butterflies and fish, where they are picking up electromagnetic feedback and light from the sun, and they've excised these sensors. They're also in the human brain and also in the stomach, and exposed them to radiation from space, and they're resonating with it. I mean, we are just filled with receivers. I mean, we are incredible creatures, and it's all science. It's not quacky kookiness. And they don't want you knowing that. They don't want you getting sunshine. They want you inside in the TV with its fake light programming your eyes. They know the sunlight goes right into your eyes and activates the pineal gland and other areas of your brain. They know all this. Now, I'm going to go to Paul Watson for the balance of the hour. He shot a great video report with a bunch of news articles linked under it. Is the universe a computer simulation? Up at prisonplanet.com right now. Cosmic rays offer clue our universe could be a computer simulation. And that's Wired magazine. MIT, the idea we live in a simulation isn't science fiction. MIT Technology Review, the measurement that would reveal the universe as a computer simulation. And then it goes down to, as they look at it, it's freaking them out because it appears to be a simulation, not random as they've claimed. Now, again, every field keeps finding this. Paul Watson joining us from our London bureau over at prisonplanet.com has followed a video report on this. Paul Watson, break it down.
Hi, Alex. Good to be here. Yeah, it's funny you were just mentioning, you know, skeptics saying, cutting us up even for talking about this. There was a comment, InfoWars is jumping the shark by covering this. And not only is it being discussed, and it has been discussed for years by, you know, cutting-edge science. You just mentioned MIT, Wired Magazine, New Scientist. I mean, Plato was talking about it, what, nearly 2,500 years ago with the allegory of the cave, which you've played on the show before. You know, René Descartes was talking about it 400 years ago with his evil demon philosophy. This whole idea that an illusion is created to distract us, to divert us from reality. So it's far from jumping the shark. It's basically what everybody's talking about on the cutting edge of science now. And the video I made about it was just a collation of articles about a University of Bonn experiment in Germany undertaken by scientists who basically discovered through a calculation in which they use one tiny part of the universe that when cosmic rays fly through this part of the universe and dissipate, they don't do so randomly. They do so with an energy that's, quote, consistent with the kind of boundary that you'd find if there was an underlying lattice governing the limits of a simulator. So basically they're saying that the movement and behavior of cosmic rays suggests that they're performing exactly as you would expect them to perform if they were trapped inside a giant computer simulation, which we call the universe. And it's based, they based it, the foundation of it, on Moore's law, which of course dictates that approximately every 2 years computer power doubles. So eventually humanity is going to get to the stage where computers are so powerful that they can artificially create a reality which is virtually indistinguishable from what we call reality now. Which begs the question, of course, how do we know that we're not already living inside a computer simulation? And the reaction to this video so far from several people is, well, if we are living inside a computer simulation, if we are living inside a matrix, then what's the point? Life is pointless. We're just a plaything, a science project for either some future race or whatever. But, you know, I look at it the opposite way. If that is proven, which science is increasingly showing that it is the case, that we're probably living inside an artificial created universe, then that is proof of a creator, isn't it?
Well, the universe was void, and then God spoke it, thought it, and it was made. And that's what they find in every discipline now, is that it's designed, and the human word computer isn't even proper in all of this. There is a governing structure. They can see the modulation, and off of the projection of the time-space continuum, off of just one of the reading, these cosmic rays, they continue to see particles that should be flowing at different rates and modulations with an overall modulation, and they can tune it and begin to see the structure of the containment system. And it's contained within the thought process of the Creator, of God, of the great architect, as the Illuminati calls it, but that's actually a biblical term which they've stolen. And so it is the construction. And what does the Creator tell us? You are made in my image. You are creators as well, but small creators. And so it is literally the consciousness and the will of God creating all of this, but then giving us free will, which is then flowing forth a whole new level of creation.
Well, precisely, and I mean, the way they explained it was, think of a chessboard. You can only move a chess piece a minimum of one move, one square on the board. These cosmic rays, when they modulate them against this lattice structure, only move uniformly along this lattice structure. They're not random. So that's why they're saying that it shows that it's probably a computer-generated simulation. And I mean, you know, if we think about it, every night we create our own mini simulation in our dreams. We can move around an environment, we can interact with people and objects,
which is a fourth and fifth dimension projection, which many equations show is actually affecting the universe at some type of galactic level.
Yeah, so if one human brain can do that, then imagine what a supercomputer or a creator, call it what you will, with trillions of times the power of one human brain, imagine what they could create with that kind of power.
Well, the way my dad described it is like a dragonfly's eye, and that humans are literally like the compound eyes of a dragonfly through which God is looking. Imagine that, and then it's a manifestation.
Well, yeah, because every sense that goes through the human brain is processed, isn't it? It's an electrical impulse, which goes back to the whole brain in a vat theory. You know, since our brain is merely this decoder of electrical signals, how do we know we're not a brain in a vat? How do we know anything, really, when
we are a brain in a vat inside this electrochemical bodysuit, earth suit, combat suit? I mean, that's it. This is for our consciousness, our spirit, to have this experience on this plane. And that's why I don't fear death. I mean, I feel.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa for a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities. Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, the system wants to keep your mind down here on Earth. We are in the world, but not of it. They want to keep you artificially focused on ugly things, twisted things. We have to cover their crimes, but not because we want to keep you focused on ugliness, so that you know they're the authors of ugliness and pain and suffering. The creator of the universe is the author of exaltation and enlightenment and life and gifts and bounty and honor and everything good, and just wants to give it all to us, everything. Just flowing, endless gifts. And the enemy, the virus in the system, wants to pull us down, wants torture. Imagine our government's torture is good. Secret arrest, yeah, we torture people's kids. The public's like, that's terrible. Okay, we'll stop doing that. They should all go to jail. They're all a bunch of perverts. They're all a bunch of sickos. And again, it's not the judgment, no one's perfect. It's that they're willfully love the darkness. It's beautiful to them. Okay? And beauty is ugly to them. And it's not just this. It's not just that, you know, there's these big computer models. It's not just them. It's MIT. Others have found this. And a lot of the people are becoming religious. And they're realizing it's a guild meant to control them, just like modern churches and mainline religion is meant to control you and suppress you. So is the whole atheist and agnostic movement. They teach it's scientific and it's avant-garde to say there is no God. The fool has said in his heart there is no God. The evidence of God is written in the heavens. It's written in the plants. It's written in your children. It's written in your eyes. And the system knows this and wants to be God itself. You understand that? It is a false creation, an abomination, but it can't create. It has to take God's creations and twist it. But everything it does turns into a curse. I don't mean to be preaching. I apologize. I don't really apologize, but I got all this news to cover. We got all that coming up in the next hour. But Paul Watson, finish up in the last 3 minutes, my friend.
Yeah, another interesting thing is that they found these error-correcting codes, which are similar to the ones in computers. They've basically found them to be inherent in the very nature of reality and the universe itself. So again, that directly suggests intelligent design. And it all phases in with this new study out at the University of Bonn. So basically, they found that the cosmic rays, the way they behave, the way they move, the way the energy dissipates, fits in with the notion that it is a computer-generated simulation, that there's lattice structures underpinning it, which inherently show intelligent design. So it's not to say that we're all pointless, our lives are pointless, we're just an imagination of somebody else's science project. The universe is littered with evidence that it has intelligent design, and it's just so exciting to get into this kind of topic, which is why I think you're going to start digging into it even more. And there are several major scientists now coming out with this evidence. One of them is Nick Bostrom at Oxford University. So it's an exciting, cutting edge field of science, and that's why I find it interesting.
All right, Paul. So bottom line, this needs to be investigated more, and I think we should do special reports showing all the other scientists that are now discovering this, many of them, again, who are atheists, and they're not saying, hey, I believe in, you know, the Baptist Church or the Catholic Church or the Muslims now. They're saying this is designed, and this is fractal design, and, I mean, it's all right there. And people need to understand, folks, that, you know, what you're seeing and what's on this planet, this isn't everything. People 300 years ago would have thought what we have today would have been magic and would have thought we were gods. Now, again, I'm saying there is a God. I'm not saying we're going to become gods. I'm not saying it's a perspective of gods. I'm saying, the creator made the entire universe. That's God. And we're able to decode just parts of it because we are given a spark of that. Anything else, Paul?
No, that's it, Alex.
All right, great job, my friend. Your report's up at prisonplanet.com. Is the universe a computer simulation? And the top scientists and huge computer programs are saying yes. They can literally see the fingerprints. They can see the plumbing. They can see the magnetic field container.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello,
I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.